Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
All right. Good vibe.
Thanks.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, man.
I just woke up, believe it or not.
Yeah. So. I believe it.
Yeah.
I was looking at online, and it looks like you never, ever stop touring. Do you ever get to go home and relax?
I do. Well, pretty soon I'll be able to relax for a long time sitting on a pile of green
nice.
Paper. No, just kidding. but there are breaks, but I have been touring relatively nonstop since the record. But there's been some nice breaks. But I think part of the reason that is because people look at my tour dates and they're all, you know, one after the other. And you have to look close to realize where the breaks are.
I see.
They don't like also put the breaks in the tour schedule.
That doesn't fit into the itinerary for the website, I guess. Yeah. When I looked inside the the liner notes of the newest album, Believe I'm Going Down, it looks like you recorded it in about, 8 or 9 different places. Is that because of the constant touring?
No. That's because it kind of reached a sort of a peak. I think when I, you know, my early records, I did them all in Philly more or less, and then Smoke Ring for my Halo, which was 2 records ago, I bounced around the East Coast, like New York and Northampton, wherever studios were available. And then by the time I did Waking on a Pretty Day, I played with friends who lived on the West Coast, like my friend Stella from Warpaint on drums and Farmer Dave from Beachwood Sparks. They're all LA people. And basically at this point, I have bandmates or people I like to play with, and they just live all over the country. So I just go where they are and the studios right. are. And as opposed to bringing them to me, I'd rather take a vacation, not them.
Does that interrupt the process of making an album at all?
No, I think for me, it makes it better. It makes, you know, you get like inspired. You soak up your surroundings. But I like the idea of staying on the East Coast next time, just because I took that thing to the limit.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think it would distract me. I don't know. If I'm working on my computer and I get up for more than 5 minutes, it takes me 20 minutes to remember what I was working on when I sit back down.
Yeah, but I mean, you're in the studio for 8 hours or with me, I use it until like the wee hours. So eventually there's going to have, something has to come out, you know?
Right. I believe I read that the first instrument you owned was a banjo that your father bought you?
The first string instrument my dad gave me was a banjo. I played the trumpet when I was a kid too.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
Was he into like banjo music or something?
Yeah, he's into bluegrass and old time music and stuff.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a house with a lot of music around or
totally.
Parents like that?
Yeah, my dad would play all kinds of music. Yeah.
All right, great. So they were supportive of your decision to go do this?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Awesome. All right, Kurt Vile, everybody.
Cool. Thanks a lot.